WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. A 15-year-old girl is arrested and charged with assault with intent to kill after D.C. police say she stabbed a 15-year-old boy yesterday afternoon on an Orange Line train. The boy has life-threatening injuries. Police found the girl a few blocks away from the Capitol's South Metro station. Chief Peter Newsham said yesterday they think the stabbing happened because of some sort of dispute. This has been a particularly violent week in D.C., with at least 5 people being shot to death since Wednesday. The University of Maryland is taking a stand to keep dreamers in the country.
The University of Maryland has filed a friend of the court's amicus brief this week to support a legal challenge to rescind the DACA program. The school is among 164 colleges arguing that revoking DACA status for thousands of students is unethical and unconstitutional. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments on a number of cases challenging the Trump administration's decision to rescind the protection extended to Dreamers, the children brought by illegal immigrants into the United States. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
6 couples that include an illegal immigrant are suing the Department of Homeland Security, accusing federal agents of luring them to marriage interviews in Baltimore so they could deport the illegal immigrant spouse. Federal regulations allow citizens to try to get their illegal immigrant spouse's legal status. The feds argue the lawsuit filed in Maryland should be dismissed because the court lacked jurisdiction and the plaintiff's claims are not likely to be successful. Hey, Maryland Leadfoot drivers, police will be camped out on the Beltway looking to nab you today.
The 3-year crash analysis of the area determined that the Columbus Day weekend has a high propensity for speed-related crashes.
Ron Snyder with Maryland State Police says that's why this weekend was chosen specifically to enforce traffic laws and remind you to slow down.
We were always assessing where our resources can be best utilized, and you know, we move them around accordingly. So it could, right now it's I-495. You know, next week it could be any one of a number of roads that Maryland State Police patrol.
85% of aggressive driving crashes in Maryland take place in the Baltimore-Washington corridor. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report finds Boeing and the FAA played a role in the crashes of the Boeing 737 MAX.
The report found Boeing didn't offer vital information about the 737 MAX to pilots and regulators, and found the FAA lacked the expertise to understand the new flight system implicated in the 2 deadly crashes of MAX jets. The report focused on FAA approval of the flight control system that automatically pushed the noses of the MAX jets down, based on faulty readings from a single sensor before crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. The report offers 12 recommendations for improving certification of new aircraft. Jeff McKay, Washington.
In sports, Anibal Sanchez carried a no-hit bid into the 8th inning. Howie Kendrick had 2 more big swings, and the Nats beat the Cardinals 2-0 in the NLCS opener. Manager Dave Martinez.
Everybody talks about, you know, Strauss, Scherzer, Corbin. I mean, Anibal's been, you know, he's a big part of why we're here, too. I mean, he's pitched unbelievable since coming off the IL.
Game 2 in the best of 7 series is this afternoon at 4:08, and tonight the Caps take on the Stars at 8. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
I'm seeing a squall line zip across the Washington-Baltimore area right now.
Stay informed as seasons change with Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
The wind gusts right now, along with the heavy rain, the 2 main culprits, very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
Get the fall weather info you need from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Vance.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And 105.9 FM, WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
705 WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So far, traffic continues to move well on the Capitol Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. No problems to report on 95 in Maryland and Virginia. However, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at 895, you will still find some accident activity in the right lane. In the district, keep in mind that the National Law Enforcement Run for the Badge 5K is taking place, so there are some street closures in effect, and that includes E Street between 5th Street and 4th Street in Northwest, and also F Street will be closed between 6th Street and 3rd Street. Now from GarageStoryFair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, increasing clouds, a high in the upper 70s. A coastal flood warning's in effect until 2 tomorrow morning. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 50. And tomorrow, a chance of showers, a high around 67. Right now, 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Sponsored by the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster Realtors.
When it comes to buying or selling your home, there are so many different factors you need to know about. Hi, this is Eric Stewart, and I hope you've listened to my real estate report during the noon hour. I have cultivated one of the easiest and best processes for you to sell your home fast and for top dollar. Please join me on October 19th in Bethesda, where I will teach you these processes. This is a free seminar, so call 800-900-9104 right now to register. That's 800-900-9104.
I've never had a moment of my life where people just looked past me more than I did when I was at my heaviest.
Did you know positive support helps you lose weight and get healthy? At EMP 180, our approach to weight loss isn't preachy, accusatory, or judgmental. Just caring, one-to-one nutrition counseling, healthy foods, and expert encouragement.
My name is Drew Swift. I live in Washington, D.C. The reason I seriously looked into weight loss is I looked in the mirror one day and realized I was 375 pounds. My first experience with EMP was amazing. Anybody could eat food that somebody tells you to eat. It's the people that they have there that actually make this program what it is. I weighed in 2 days ago, and I weighed 199.8 pounds. Take back your life. The cliches are so easy to make about EMP 180. My life has made a complete 180.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Use it to lose it for life.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Hour two of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, news breaks 24/7 these days, and there was breaking news on Friday evening, and a cabinet member is out, and there is speculation as to his replacement.
You're talking about Kevin McAleenan, the Secretary of Homeland Security. 2 weeks ago, Mr. McAleenan, who had served in the Obama administration, essentially wrote his own resignation letter when he gave a detailed interview to the Washington Post. Among the things he said were that the policy of separating children from families at the border was one that disgusted him, that he would not pursue again. And, of course, this is the administration's official enforcement of Obama-era laws. And in many cases, they deal with children whose parents are not the people they're separated with, but illegal immigrants attempting to cross the border, given these children to try and win over sympathy. None of that registered with Secretary McAleenan. He doesn't even use the word, he said, illegal alien, although that's a perfectly good legal term. He says it's offensive and even suggested it was racist. That said, when one gives an interview like that, belittling the policy that he himself is enforcing, it's time he's going to be an ex-secretary of whatever, and very soon. So it was, less than 2 weeks after the interview, The name on most lips now is that of Ken Cuccinelli, who is head of the Citizenship Agency and someone who has been an administration hardliner on illegal immigration. He embraces the administration policy with vitriol. He's a frequent fixture on WMAL radio in the mornings, as well as cable news, and as a background as a state attorney general of Virginia. My guess would be that the president will give him acting status as Secretary of Homeland Security simply because someone that controversial could never pass muster in the Senate.
More breaking news on Friday afternoon, and that was the results of the trade negotiations with China. And the president, along with the Chinese delegation in the Oval Office late Friday afternoon, announcing progress and a potential deal. John, what do we know?
The president told us when he came out before boarding the Marine One helicopter that this was going to be one of the best deals in history, and that's a quote. Details are likely to follow, but he hinted that after extended talks with the vice premier of China, China would agree to relent on some of its hardline trade policies. The president, of course, believes that this is the end result of his never-give-in style of tariffs that he's imposed on Chinese goods. He's played rough with the government in Beijing, and on this point, he says they've agreed to acquiesce. I think there's a lot more to this story, and we have to hear what China says as well. So stay tuned on this one.
Turning to the impeachment inquiry, a number of developments this week, including the White House retaining former South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy as outside counsel in the House impeachment inquiry. You spoke with the president about Trey Gowdy, and what did he tell you?
He said we've had some new developments with Trey Gowdy. He cannot assume a full-time role with the president's legal defense team until January because of the ethic laws that affect his dealings with members of Congress. In other words, he left Congress in January of this year, and he cannot officially deal with Congress again until January of next year. So he does not come on board Team Trump. Now, this reporter questions that. For one thing, he is not dealing with members of Congress. He is primarily his lawyer on television, which he was already being paid to do by Fox News, and which summarily fired him when this new venture was announced. In addition, the president has been ill-served, his friends say, by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He makes outrageous pronouncements, particularly about the Biden family and the firing of former Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Shoskin, things that have never been proven. So outrageous have been some of the things Giuliani said that the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, recently invited him to testify so he could spell out his concerns on Ukraine and the Bidens. Clearly, the president does not need someone who talks that much, and word was that Gowdy would replace him as the voice of the Trump defense. Well, with the news that he gave us about Gowdy, I asked the president, does this mean that Giuliani is staying on as your top counsel? And he simply said, I haven't spoken to him. I haven't spoken.
John, the situation with Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds. The Kurdish reporter was in your office yesterday, and a very prominent Kurdish reporter who has gained worldwide attention, Rashid Rashidi of Kurdistan TV. And what did he tell you?
What he said broke my heart. And normally you don't think this hard-bitten reporter talks that way. Well, when you sit down and discuss the way he felt, he took me back to September 26, 2018, at a press conference at the United Nations in New York. President Trump then won the hearts of the Kurdish people when he called on him and nicknamed him Mr. Kurd. In his words, he not only recognized him and honored him, but he recognized the identity of the Kurdish people, 5 million people without a country. He was giving the people hope that they could finally stand up to their enemies in the Middle East, notably Turkish President Erdogan, said Rahim to me. Now he feels Trump has abandoned his people by basically letting President Erdogan send Turkish forces against the Kurds, against people that President Trump said have fought with us and died for us, and I'll never forget it. He has abandoned the Kurdish cause and, in the process, left Mr. Kurd himself heartbroken. He feels that, in the end, this is going to create some doubts among reliable friends of the U.S. in the Middle East, normally Saudi Arabia, and yes, even Israel. And he said the president will pay for this. I would simply say that if you were in my office as I listened to him, holding back tears would have been quite difficult. This is a man who speaks for his people, and he felt pretty let down.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, as always, thank you.
Thank you, and a happy Columbus Day to all.
Indeed. It is 7:16. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And that's the cool thing about having John Gizzi on. You know, he's at the White House, he's asking the president questions, and then he's wired in with, like, every journalist in Washington. And I'm not sure if you've ever seen the pictures. You should search these out online. Just search John Gizzi Rolodex, and this guy's got three of the largest Rolodexes I've ever seen. And it just... the consummate veteran Washington journalist, the great John Gizzi. It's 7:17 now, a time to check the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, watch out for an accident now in Arlington on eastbound 66 before Fairfax Drive. It is in the left lane, causing some delays through the area. Also, there is still some road work on 395 between Glebe Road and Duke Street along the right lane. That not causing any delays at this time. But do keep in mind that the Howard University Homecoming Parade is taking place today, so there will be numerous street closures in the vicinity of 6 and Howard Place. We've got Georgia Avenue that will be closed between Fairmont Street and Florida Avenue, and Florida Avenue will be closed between Georgia Avenue and 5th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy for the next couple of days, and today we'll have a high temperature around 72. It's going to be cloudy again tomorrow, and we'll be up around 70 once again. For Monday, sunshine in the picture with a high of 75. Tuesday looks partly cloudy, high of 72. Rain forecast finally on Wednesday with a high of 66. 53 now, headed to 72, and it's 7:18 on the Saturday morning update. Quick note for you, if you are a Dr. Tom Rozelle live fan here on WMAL, you normally listen to a show on Sunday at noon. Well, Ageless Health, the program has been moved for the football season, so you can hear Dr. Tom Rozelle live this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And that's every Saturday at 4 through the remainder of the football season. And, of course, it's due to the Redskins and NFL coverage on Sundays. Tom Rozelle live this afternoon at 4 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, and Cheryl Atkinson joins us, of course, the author of the New York Times bestsellers The Smear and Stonewalled. And she hosts Full Measure tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And Cheryl, it's always great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So much has been made of the testimony on Friday of Ambassador Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was relieved of her post a few months before her post would have pretty much been up anyway. We don't know too much about what was said. It would depend on which congressman or congresswoman that you listen to. But I was just curious your take on Yovanovitch, because there have been reports about her ordering surveillance on journalists.
Yes. I mean, I think one thing we should all keep in mind when we hear stories is that most everybody you're hearing from and you're hearing about is either pro-Trump or anti-Trump. pro-Ukraine or pro-Russia. I mean, there are things, we're getting partial stories, and to make of it when you only hear a little bit is probably not a good idea. With the ambassador, John Solomon, a reporter who's covered this story in depth, and the Biden controversy particularly, he'd have to tell you more, but he was told by government officials that she was the one, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who recently, not that long ago, ordered surveillance, improper surveillance, on him and several other journalists who were covering the Ukraine story. And he says he was notified of this officially by the federal government, who basically apologized, said they would deal with his lawyer over this privacy violation, and he's expecting to get more details. But if true, this is huge. And if she played a role in some sort of surveillance, as John Solomon says he was told, that's, you know, that changes the story when you hear, you know, just a little bit of it from one side or the other.
And I think worthy of note is a line from the transcript in the conversation between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky, in which they're talking about Ambassador Yovanovitch. And President Zelensky says to President Trump, her attitude toward me was far from the best, as she admired the previous president and she was on his side. She would not accept me as a new president well enough. That's from the transcript. So you can see there that President Trump was getting information from President Zelensky that he was having problems with her. And I think this is something that we're not hearing in the coverage of Ambassador Yovanovitch, because she was held up Friday as though someone who was unfairly moved out by the president on a political basis. And there's a lot, apparently, a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, I just again would say anything you hear on the news is basically from one side or the other until you have firsthand information of your own. I wouldn't draw a lot of conclusions, and I certainly wouldn't take it at face value, because you may not be getting the full context.
Well, this is all being rolled into the impeachment discussion, and you have a very interesting poll on your website at CherylAtkison.com. And the question is, the amount of news coverage dedicated to the impeachment is, and you have a percentage, whether it's too little, too much, about right. So the percentage of respondents in your poll who said that news coverage dedicated to the impeachment is too much is how many?
The vast majority, 85% of those who answered. And I do know, yes, there is a hardcore group of people that is probably glued to cable news for every little development they can get on this story. But I really think most Americans, they want to know what else is going on in the world, and they're getting saturated by one single story and the splinters from that single story, and not, you know, they're getting kind of disgusted. I think they're tuning out the news.
Well, in your poll, it's 85% say too much time is being dedicated to impeachment. Only 2% say that it's about right, and only 1% say that it's too little. So your respondents clearly feel there's too much by 85%.
Well, I think part of that is this fatigue. If Democrats had tried a new strategy, in other words, if they had not come out of the gate with an impeachment call against President Trump from the moment he was in office with one thing after another, if suddenly this impeachment movement had come sort of out of the blue toward the end of his first term, people might have paid more attention to it. I just think there's so much fatigue. They've been hearing this since he was inaugurated, and it just doesn't change mind.
I want to turn to a story you have on Full Measure tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on Channel 7. Deficiencies at the Department of Veterans Affairs have been in the spotlight for the past several years, for that matter, many years. But in spite of all the attention, there are still very disturbing stories about veterans and their lack of treatment. And you have a story on that tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't think of many sadder stories to cover, but it's so important. And I kind of call it a story about how the lives of two Army vets intersect, although they never met each other personally. But one of them was an administrator at a VA center who blew the whistle on what he said was a list of hundreds of traumatic brain injured veterans who came back injured from the war. And there's so many of them who were languishing on a list at this one center without treatment for their traumatic brain injury. And he discovered when he reviewed it that some had committed suicide, some had committed violence. I mean, it was just, in his words, a travesty. And he became a whistleblower to try to draw attention to it. One of the most tragic parts of this is what finally happened to one soldier in particular that we looked up, who I will tell you you know, go ahead and say he shot up a Subway restaurant. Well, he had begged the VA center to please admit him. He was having all kinds of problems. And, you know, the family says they just kept telling him, come back in a month, come back in a month. He was having hallucinations and delusions. He was at one time on 11 different medicines the military had put him on, had all kinds of problems, shot two people, murdered them. And then he served time, or he was convicted and was going to be serving life sentences. And while we were working on the story, he committed suicide in prison. And we spoke to his parents. You know, this was all developing and unfolding while we were reporting the story. It's just one of the saddest things. But part of the story is also how the system allegedly treated the whistleblower when he tried to bring this to someone's attention. And that's, you know, it's just never easy being a whistleblower inside the VA or other certain federal agencies. And you'll hear all about that in the cover story.
Well, it's a shame that the Congress didn't pay attention to that whistleblower as opposed to the so-called whistleblower. Cheryl Atkison, it's tomorrow morning, Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
And you too. It's 7:26, Saturday morning update on WMAL. A lot of news on the national security front. We'll tackle it all with Tony Schaefer right after the 7:30 news. And we are at 7:26.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Do you have a fireplace that needs an upgrade? An old fireplace that doesn't produce any warmth? Bromwells is here to help. Founded in 1873, Bromwells is America's oldest fireplace store. Family-owned and operated, we're committed to offering you the best assortment of quality products at fair prices and providing unsurpassed service. Visit our store in Falls Church today and find out what's made Bromwells the choice for fireplaces in Northern Virginia for 145 years. Bromwells, the fireplace people.
The going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays. It's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
Celebrate fall as a Prime member at Whole Foods Market with 30% off organic apples through October 15th while supplies last. There are so many ways to apple a day, so stock up and try them all. Find all your Prime member deals on the Whole Foods Market app.
When it comes to travel upgrades, everyone has their favorite, but there's one upgrade you can count on to make your trip better from the start. TSA PreCheck. Upgrade your travel with TSA PreCheck today to experience faster lines and a seamless process. Plus, you'll no longer have to remove your shoes, laptops, 3-1-1 liquids, belts, or light jackets. Enrollment is easy. Just 5 minutes online and 10 minutes in person. And it's good for 5 years. Enroll today at TSA.gov. TSA PreCheck. Get upgraded.
Do you know when you should start taking Social Security? Should you pay off or keep your mortgage? Have you discussed qualified charitable distributions? How much can you afford to spend in retirement? Hi, I'm Chase Hinterstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We not only manage investments for our clients, we help you make good decisions about your realistic and enjoyable retirement.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
All right, you see the ads for the Christmas trees already, right? Well, here's a combination Christmas-Valentine's gift. You need to think about it now because Friday is the deadline on this for you. The Eagles embark on a nationwide tour in 2020. The Eagles are out doing the Hotel California tour. The closest they will get to Washington, at least announced so far, is Madison Square Garden. Friday night, Valentine's Day. February 14th of 2020 or Saturday night, February the 15th. Those tickets go on sale Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. So you can get a Christmas present and a Valentine's gift all in one. Eagles, Manhattan at Madison Square Garden, February 14th and 15th.
7:30 News is next. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Another senior Trump administration official is calling it quits. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan stepping down to return to the private sector and spend more time with his family. His resignation comes after an interview with the Washington Post. Caitlin, correspondent Caitlin Collins.
Kevin McAleenan gave this interview to the Washington Post where he lamented the fact that he didn't feel he had control over the tone, the policy at the department at a time when he said they felt like they were in very polarized times.
President Donald Trump tweeting McAleenan has done an outstanding job. He says he'll announce McAleenan's successor next week. Fox News anchor Shepard Smith signs off for the last time yesterday after asking the network to let him out of his contract.
Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive.
Smith did not say what prompted him to resign. He's been criticized by President Trump for criticizing him. A world record-holding runner from Kenya becomes the first athlete to run a marathon in less than 2 hours. In sports, the Nats take a one-game lead in the NLCS after a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals last night. Pitcher Anibal Sanchez took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, which he says was mental more than physical.
Early in the game, I feel like really anxious or nervous, but after that, like after the inning is gone, you know, I feel really good. I just try to keep focus on every piece that I'm going to throw.
Game 2 in the best of 7 series is this afternoon, 4:08. Up next, traffic and weather.
Me, me, me. Yum, yum, yum. Spicy, spicy, spicy buffalo. Tangy, tangy, tangy barbecue. Honey, 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 honey mustard.
These Chicken McNuggets have range. Get 6 pieces made from 100% white meat, no artificial preservatives, and a whole lot of flavor. All for just $2 on the $1, $2, $3 menu. Find a little joy every day at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
From the people who brought you the $1, $2, $3 menu comes a new choice. The Hot and Spicy McChicken. Crispy tender chicken action-packed with bold spices. And even more adventure co-starring with the McDouble. 2 for $3. Mix or match. The Hot and Spicy McChicken and the McDouble. Showing right now at a McDonald's near you.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I was looking at 300 pounds in the future, and I knew that wasn't a place I wanted to be.
Weight loss can be challenging, but EMP 180 gives you nutritious foods and empathetic one-to-one guidance and support to keep the pounds and guilt away.
When I started EMP 180, I used to wear a 2XL, and now I'm in a size medium. The counseling at EMP 180 has been one of the biggest successes of their program from my perspective. Compared to other weight loss programs I had tried in the past, EMP 180 and the support they give is going to be the key success to keeping the weight off this time. EMP 180 has really changed my outlook on life as far as my health, my appearance, how I look at food, and my total self-esteem. When I look in the mirror, I feel really great for the first time in a very long time.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Use it to lose it for life.
Exciting news. If you're preparing for retirement or in retirement, come to the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, hosted by the Funding Our Future Coalition and Edelman Financial Engines. I'm Rick Edelman. Register now and join us Saturday, November 23rd in Tyson's Corner. Choose morning or afternoon sessions, 26 seminars in all, on the personal finance topics that matter to you. How to generate income from your investments in retirement. How to avoid the costs of long-term care. Understanding wills and trusts and estate planning. How to maximize your Social Security benefits. Discovering the impact of longevity on your financial planning strategies. Plus, a live radio broadcast and financial advisors to answer all your personal finance questions. It's the area's biggest personal finance event ever. Admission is a $10 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs. The WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, Saturday, November 23rd. Register right now at WMAL.com.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of accidents to watch out for. One in Arlington eastbound on 66 before Fairfax Drive. In the left lane, traffic is backing up in the area. Also now in Prince George's County, there's an accident on the ramp from westbound 50 to go southbound on Kenilworth Avenue. Use caution there. Also, keep in mind there is an event going on today in the district, the National Law Enforcement Run for the Badge 5K, taking place with numerous street closures in effect, including 3rd Street between G Street and D Street, and 4th Street is closed between D Street and Independence Avenue. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, increasing clouds, a high in the upper 70s, right now 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
It's jammed up like a highway at rush hour.
Thanks for coming so fast. My sink is clogged. Bad.
Good thing you called Michael and Son, sir. We clear almost any indoor drain fast, and we do it for just $99.
99 clamps? What are you, a joker?
No joke. Your clog picked the wrong plumber to mess with.
$99 clears almost any clog. Call the drain detectives at Michael and Son. Case closed.
If you can, we can. Michael and Son.
Everyone has their favorite travel upgrades, but there's one upgrade that beats them all. TSA PreCheck. Enroll today at TSA.gov. Enrollment is easy, just 5 minutes online and 10 minutes in person. And it's good for 5 years. TSA PreCheck. Get upgraded.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He is a CIA-trained intel operative, military expert. Tony, great to have you with us.
Rick, always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. The president has taken a lot of criticism this week on his strategy with Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds.
Right.
And people are criticizing him for pulling U.S. troops out. Turkey moves in with an offensive. And first off, explain what it is that Erdogan is doing, and then we'll get into President Trump's strategy.
Erdogan, as the leader of Turkey, has been for the better part of the last decade attempting to really reinsinuate Turkey as a regional leader. And this has been problematic by the fact that, first off, he was for upending the Assad regime in Syria. He was part of the effort to destabilize the region, so I have real issues with that. He's also been doing a tango with the Russians. He wants to buy their military gear. They're getting the S-400 and other things, which have prohibited him from getting the F-35, things like that. And so he's really been all over the map. But the one thing that I think this indicates is that he's willing to do what he believes necessary to better or enhance Turkey's regional authority, I guess is the best way to put it. And so, you know, while I think we have to be cautious dealing with him, we do understand that Turkey has certain interests in the region, and we'd like to believe now at this point that they're dealing with Erdogan directly, as President Trump has been doing, is that Erdogan's going to be willing to be more cooperative within the region regarding what is better for Turkey, because Turkey, after dealing with ISIS, then saw that ISIS was going to attack them as well. So what I see here, Rick, is President Trump working regarding Erdogan's own enlightened self-interest, and I think that's what the key is. These guys like Erdogan are focused on their own survival and own benefit, and while I don't appreciate Turkey's lack of resilience regarding the NATO alliance and some other things, the one thing I think you can count on is his own focus on, you know, the Erdogan's own focus on himself. I think President Trump has also made it very clear that there will be a big downside regarding economy and military action. And I don't believe for a minute we would hesitate taking military action against Turkey if they attempt something that we don't like in the region.
Well, there are reports that tens of thousands of Kurds are fleeing the region, reports of civilian casualties among the Kurds. And what is the fate of the Kurds at this point?
It's a great question. So let's talk about the Kurds for a second, because I think people have been really mischaracterizing everything going on there. There are Kurds because the Kurds are not a nation. There is a region, Kurdistan, in Iraq. Those are Iraqi Kurds. There's also Kurds in Syria, Turkey, and Iran. These Kurds are not part of the Kurdish nation. In some cases, and look, I have spoken with the Kurds directly. That's why I know this. There are some elements of the Kurds who don't even speak the same language and will fight each other. So it's not simply us abandoning the Kurds. You have to understand that some of the folks who are ethnically Kurd are not necessarily pro-American or pro-Turkey. So I think this is what we have to understand about the complexity of the region. It's a very complex place. And literally, I read one article, and your audience may have seen it. You can't tell the good guys from the bad guys without a script, because often one day one group will be on your side, but then they see benefit on being on the other. So that's what President Trump is trying to prevent us from getting in the middle of, these small, almost village-to-village spats. We saw this in Afghanistan, where your group's trying to get us to do their dirty work. I mean, this did happen several times when I was there. So what President Trump has done, this is part of a long-term plan. I've spoken with senior leadership at the Pentagon on this, to make sure that we do not get drawn into an extended ground campaign regarding regional conflicts that go to the tribal level. That's it. There is interest in making sure that we continue the buy with and through strategy that General Dunford started, working with our regional allies. I see this as an extension of that. Plus, we still have ISIS detainees to deal with, which are still in large camps. We're not done with that. Turkey is going to help us with that. And some other things which have to do with things that nation states can do to settle a region regarding governance that the Kurds simply can't do. So is there going to be all these reports of different things? Yeah. Do I believe them all? No. And this is where I think there's a concerted effort by those who oppose the president to take any grain of bad news and expand it into a desert. And I think that's what we have to be aware of as we go through and listen to the news coming from the region every day.
We will hear news, as we already have, about the risk of the ISIS prisoners escaping the jails and prison camps that they're in. Will Turkey actually keep those prisons secure?
I think that's part of the deal here, because it's not our job to stay there forever. These people have to be disposed of. My method, I was talking to one of our other Leonard Center senior fellows the other day, our methods of recommendation would be very severe. I don't know how exactly we're going to do it, but I don't think any of these people going home to their countries of origin would do anyone any good. They're not going to take them, we have to do something with them. So we're not going to sit there with Kurds and guard them forever. It's just not practical. So if Turkey's willing to do it, and willing to do a credible job of it. Enlightened self-interest, perhaps so. But again, Rick, I think the audience needs to understand there's absolutely no easy answers here, and any answer given is going to be a difficult one to carry out.
All right. There are reports that there are 60,000 U.S. troops stationed in the Mideast. What developments, let's say in Syria alone, what developments would have to happen before it would prompt a U.S. response, maybe to get back into this mess, between Turkey and Syria?
It's interesting. There needs to be essentially, a Trump doctrine created to kind of outline his principles, and I think that's something would be worth noting. Basically, the principal idea here is that anything that threatens directly our national security or requires our direct action. I think President Trump accepted the path that General Dunford, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, used. Full disclosure, I'm friends with Joe, so I'm trying to, specify here that I do believe in the strategy by the fact it worked, not because I know him. That strategy was used to work with proxies. And so I think that's what we have to understand, that those troops there are not forces to deploy and occupy. They're there to work with our regional allies. And the second thing is, Rick, you have to have really an achievable goal for the military. If you're going to use military force, you have to assign it something that's achievable and it can be done within a certain amount of time, measurable. And I think that's where the president's actually listening to the Pentagon more about how to actually do these sorts of things for purposes of achieving real results, not simply getting us involved like a lot of folks have been screaming about, oh, no, we can't leave, Well, you know, we need to examine what we need to do and why we need to do it. Plus, the other thing I would say, if Congress wants to go into military action, they're always welcome to have a hearing and actually do something called authorized use of military force, AUMF. Those things are always very helpful if we decide to go to war and do something. And I think the president would appreciate Congress supporting that.
We're going to turn to impeachment, the whistleblower, and Ukraine. That's next, follows traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, it's still the accident to watch out for in Arlington on eastbound 66 before Fairfax Drive in the left lane. Traffic is slow from Sycamore Street. In Tacoma Park, an accident now being reported at Piney Branch Road at Carroll Avenue. Use caution there. And also in Prince George's County, we have some accident activity on the ramp from westbound 50 to go southbound on Kenilworth Avenue. In addition, keep in mind the road work happening today on 295 northbound at Malcolm X Avenue in the right lane and southbound between Malcolm X Avenue and Laboratory Road in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks mostly cloudy today with a high of 72. Clouds on Sunday, high 67. Sunny on Monday, high 75. Cloudy again Tuesday with a high of 72. And rain in the forecast for Wednesday with a high of 66. 54 now headed to 72, and it's 747 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland is on hiatus for the month of October. She is completing her book, and we are looking forward to that. And, Tony, speaking of books, obviously Ukraine could be a very long novel, probably will be a miniseries because there's so many angles to Ukraine right now that are making the news, and it is leading toward impeachment in the House at this point. And I guess, you know, I wanted to get an assessment first off on the whistleblower, because that's sort of where it all originated. And, you know, I'm trying to look at this from the big picture, look at it from the outside. And I just got to thinking, I'm wondering if when people heard that news could come out on Joe Biden, if Trump looked into Biden and news could come out that would damage Biden, was this more of an issue of Biden's campaign security versus an issue of national security?
Yeah, I think it's an outside. You're completely correct. And let me help outline what I think you're seeing, which I do see. Which is, so first, I think one of the core issues here that we've discovered, and this has been reported by the Washington Examiner about Adam Schiff having staffers working this issue, working the issue of the White House. Well, the appearance is Adam Schiff had this whistleblower was probably what I would call an asset. This person was spying on behalf of Schiff, reporting to Schiff's staff on White House activities. Called spying. And I think that's why there was an 18-day delay, Rick, between when the whistleblower observed what he did, apparently it's a he, and when he reported it. Because one of the things as an intelligence officer you have to do is when you have an asset who's in deep cover reporting on something, they come out with something extra juicy, and to acknowledge you know that would expose them. So I think that's what happened here. I think this asset was so good in reporting on the activities of the Trump administration, they decided to pull him, let him do the report, and the rest is history. So I think first off, you have to examine this from the perspective of, was Adam Schiff spying on the White House? Number two, were there assets in place which were more worried about the presidential aspirations of Joe Biden than they are national security? And I would answer yes to both.
You're working on an editorial on the whistleblower issue, and you've written recent editorials that have been at the Miami Herald and USA Today. What is your angle in the piece that you're writing?
Well, I know a lot of the lawyers and people involved in this current whistleblower, and I'm just appalled that these people have become completely focused on politics rather than process. They are literally, Rick, using a process a necessary oversight process of whistleblowing and trying to prevent abuse of intelligence systems for purposes of an attack, of using the system politically. Because none of this, in my judgment, especially when you talk about hearsay information about the staff, the shift staff being involved.
And hearsay information that was actually wrong.
Yeah, wrong. That's what I mean. So you should not be given whistleblower protections when, first off, it's hearsay. Secondly, it's been proven instantly that it was all politicized. And third, it was inaccurate. So we'll cover this in an upcoming editorial where I think we'll walk through this in detail.
Well, we will look forward to seeing that come out. And it is pretty amazing, the whole politics of this. And I've been watching very carefully to see if there's a smoking gun somewhere.
Yeah.
Something that Republicans and Democrats said, oh, there's the crime. Regardless of your politics, the president did
right.
something that we can all agree was wrong. And I hear both sides of it, but I don't hear that there is something that there would be a consensus that he's done something wrong, that everybody would say, yeah, guilty.
What they've done is, look, they keep saying that Joe Biden is, quote unquote, the rival of President Trump. He's not. He's not won a single primary. He's not he's not the Democrat nominee for president. What they're trying to do here, Rick, is say that if you're running for office, any illegal activities which that guy or gal committed in the past is off limits. That's insane. And this is also exemplified by the testimony of the former Ukraine ambassador, Yovanovitch, when she apparently testified, and there's a great account where Rick Scott comes out and talks about what she said during closed hearings this past
week.
There
was no smoking gun in that, although the Democrats would have you think there was.
No smoking gun in that. And get this, it was all the same thing. According to Scott, and I trust Scott, I know Scott, it was all secondhand information and opinion. So it's the same thing. Same thing as the whistleblower. It's an interpretation of the president doing something that he had the legal right to do, to ask a country to help him resolve what happened in 2016 and figure out if there's a basis for a Hobbs Act. And you guys can look it up, a Hobbs Act violation by a sitting member of the Obama administration. That's it. So if that's a smoking gun, then we have bigger problems than the impeachment.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, very much appreciate your perspectives, and we'll be looking for that op-ed.
Great. Hey, thanks, Rick.
Thank you very much. 7:52 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL.
That's why you need Xfinity, with fast, reliable internet. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental control, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, giving you fast, reliable internet at a great value. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me get my yard cleaned up? I've got junk piled everywhere.
Sure, we can do that.
Can you take some stuff from my garage, too?
We can do that.
And my attic?
All you have to do is point.
I hope you're bringing a big truck.
Our trucks hold 7 times the volume of a pickup truck, but you pay only for the percentage of the truck you use.
What if quitting time comes and they're not quite done?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Can you come right now?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
It's too late to call it spring cleaning. So can I mark this down as spring cleaning for next year?
We bring the springtime with us.
So you can make it springtime anytime?
We can make it springtime anytime.
Wow.
When you want it to feel like springtime, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We can make it springtime anytime.
Liberty and learning. In a healthy democracy, these two things are mutually supportive. In America today, however, that bond is broken. To help repair the breach, Hillsdale College has launched the Van Andel Graduate School of Government in Washington, D.C. With endeavors such as this, Hillsdale College has been pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. Hillsdale's Van Andel School of Government, now open for learning in Washington, D.C. Visit dc.hillsdale.edu for more information. That's dc.hillsdale.edu. EDU.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a fireplace that needs an upgrade? An old fireplace that doesn't produce any warmth? Bromwells is here to help. Founded in 1873, Bromwells is America's oldest fireplace store. Family-owned and operated, we're committed to offering you the best assortment of quality products at fair prices and providing unsurpassed service. Visit our store in Falls Church today and find out what's made Bromwell's the choice for fireplaces in Northern Virginia for 145 years. Bromwell's, the fireplace people.
Fall in the district. There's so much to see and do as the seasons change. Let the Spot Hero parking app help you see and do everything you want faster and more conveniently. Simply download the free Spot Hero app, enter your destination, and reserve your spot in advance. From downtown Washington, D.C. to the airports and everywhere in between, Spot Hero will help you find the closest spot to your destination at the best price. Discover what happy drivers in the district already know and save $10 off your first park with promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. So you probably heard Ellen DeGeneres got caught attending an NFL game with 43. That's right. President George Bush. Well, she came under attack and she had to explain herself on her show on Wednesday.
I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Very strong message from Ellen DeGeneres, and she got support from people like Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Garner, Kendall Jenner, Blake Shelton. Reese Witherspoon tweeted support, but then deleted the tweet. But there were a lot of people in Hollywood that did not support Ellen DeGeneres' move to sit with President Bush. And it just goes to show how divided the country is. But at least Ellen DeGeneres with a strong message for all of us.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
the going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays, it's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
8 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis, then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.